The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right. It's Thanksgiving.
That was a false start there, Jim.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't my fault. It's not my fault.
Of course not.
It's never my fault.
Of course not.
It's never my fault. Hey, Wanda, I want to thank you so much for coming in on Thanksgiving, helping me drive the throw.
That's okay.
Hey, listen, I hope everybody out there, by now you should be on a tryptophan freak out there. You should be falling asleep on your couch. But if you're not, or if you're driving back and forth to grandma's, and we're lucky enough to have you listening to the show today, we're going to have an amazing show. It's going to give you the Thanksgiving.
Amazing.
It's going to be amazing. We're going to have the Thanksgiving smiles. We'll have some tears. We'll have some laughs. We'll have some loves.
Tears.
Yeah, tears and all loves,
right,
and hugs.
Okay.
We're going to have our first guest is AJ Gindy. AJ is a community activist who helps people get kidney transplants. We're going to talk to AJ.
Yay, AJ.
AJ, he's the man.
He's a hero.
Beyond that, he's a hero because he donated kidney, too. We're going to talk about what he experienced physically, psychologically, and how he helps people go through the kidney donation process. Then we're going to talk live to my wife, Vivian, who's in dialysis right now. We're going to find out from her what it really is like when she's on the dialysis machine. It's going to be a heart-wrenching discussion, but one that people need to hear. Then after the break, we're going to come back for the second half of the show. I'm going to talk about the things that I'm thankful for, and I'm also going to talk about what I'm seeing in the mortgage business to make a living and help people have a better life. So stick with us. We've got a great holiday show this Thanksgiving. First up is AJ Gindy, AJ, community activist. He'll be up talking about kidney transplants and what you could expect if you decided to grace the world and become a kidney donor. We'll be back after this with great information you can use today to change the world and make it a better place. Back after this. All right, I know it's Thanksgiving, but hey, right after Thanksgiving comes the holidays, and when the holidays comes, the holiday car deals. Go to our friends at Warren Henry and get your gift from Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, or red cap service. They'll pick you up and take you where you're going, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda!
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, where are you going to go if your loan doesn't fit into a box, if you need something to close fast by year end? Well, what you're going to do is you're going to call me, Jim Fried. Call me at 305-773-773. 6300. We're portfolio lenders. We portfolio all our loans. What does that mean? That means we can get creative. We can make a loan from $150,000 up to $15 million. We've got ARMs. We've got regular deals. We've got commercial, and we've got residential if it's for a business purpose. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe counties. I can help you. Hey, did you do a short sale? You worried about your credit score now? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Realtors, are you working with a foreign borrower? Hey, are you a foreigner looking to borrow? Are you looking to buy a condo? Are you looking to buy a house? I can help you in either case. Give me a call at 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are here. We are here with our first guest, and what a special guest he is. Not only is he a special guest, but he's a special person. We're here with A.J. Gindy. A.J. is a community activist that works with Renewal to help people get transplants. A.J., welcome to the show.
Hello, Jim. Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. Anything we could do to spread awareness for kidney disease, I'm here to help in whatever I can do.
Okay, well, let's get started with why did you get involved with Renewal, and let's talk about that. Also, you're a living donor. Maybe you want to talk about why you chose to do that also.
Okay, it's a little bit of a story, but if we got a few minutes, I'd love to give it to you.
Yes.
Initially, I took a test to be a bone marrow donor, and I passed all the tests. Matter of fact, I was matched up with somebody. And then 2 weeks before the bone marrow transplant was supposed to take place, the recipient got sick, and I was no longer needed for that particular recipient. A few months later, I got a phone call from Renewal that they had a match for a kidney, which I never even knew I took a test to be a kidney donor. I thought it was the same test that I took from the bone marrow. Somehow they got the records from that, but apparently they didn't. And they asked if I'd like to be a kidney donor. I said, sure, why not? Save somebody's life, got a chance to do that. I guess you only get to do that once in a lifetime. And I was very excited about it. My wife was very excited about it. And I never met the person before, which is an unbelievable experience, going to the hospital, not knowing who you're going to meet, who's behind the other side of the curtain, until that morning. And when I met him, I cannot tell you the joy and jubilation that family showed us. You know, they called us angels from heaven, that thought there was no way out from what the situation. My recipient, his name was Mitch Bornstein, and he lives in good health and for a long time. And they were crying and hugging and kissing, and so much was happening. It was unbelievable. They thought they had no end. You know, life was going to be attached to a machine,
sure.
And that was it. Who's going to think of them? Who's going to even come forward and donate a kidney to save his life? And it was really a miracle that I was able to be fortunate to be part of.
So how did you feel after you made the donation of the kidney, physically and also emotionally?
Physically, of course, there's a little bit of pain. You're going through a major surgery.
Okay.
It's about a 4 or 5 hour surgery. And they go in my particular case, it was laparoscopic. They went through the belly button. So really, it's very minimal scarring. The pain is there because they blow up the stomach area. They pump a lot of air into there, so you have gas traveling around the system for quite a while. I'd say about a good, 6-7 days. So that hurts more than actually the incision. The gas traveling throughout the system. There's ways to maintain it through medication and heat pads. But the feeling after that, if you speak to any kidney donor, we all regret one thing. We all regret the same thing. You speak to anybody independently, I'll give you 100 names to call. Just ask them what's the one thing you regret that we can't do it again.
Mm-hmm.
We regret the fact that we are not able to save another life. We do it in a heartbeat. If we had the opportunity, if we were blessed with 3 kidneys, we'd give 2 of them away for sure.
Wow. Now, that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. There's certain things that people don't understand about organ donation, kidney donation, and you mentioned one in passing, and that's that a person only needs 1 kidney to live a fully functioning life. Have you had any drawbacks or any restrictions since you gave your kidney?
Well, that statement needs to be corrected just a little bit.
Tell me.
You only need 25% of 1 kidney to function normally.
Wow.
25% of 1 kidney. And I believe that many people were blessed with 2 kidneys in order to give 1 away to help save a life for somebody else. You only need 25% of 1. So if you have an extra 1 and you have a chance to save someone's life, what a beautiful opportunity. And it's something that looks great in 120 years from now when you get up to that blue sky it would definitely look very good on the resume, that's for sure.
Yeah, this is one of the other things I wanted to ask you about. Now, what if somebody's not a match? I know that there's something now where if somebody isn't the perfect match for somebody, you can actually save two or three lives that way.
Yeah, there's a thing called the SWAP program where we have many donors, and sometimes they're interested in donating for a particular person, but they don't match that person. And then, you know, couple B also wants to match for each other, but they don't match. And then couple C wants to match for each other, they don't match. But A will match C, and B will match A. And you have a cycle where everything goes around, and through one or two donations, many, many people can be saved. And we've seen it happen through renewal. We've done it quite a few times. As a matter of fact, one time we needed a kidney for a little two-year-old baby, and we were not able to get one. We tested so many people, and one of the people said, you know what, just give my kidney to the kidney bank, to the National Kidney Foundation. Just give my kidney to them and get one from them. And sure enough, we were able to get a kidney for that little baby, that two-year-old baby. And, you know, God bless that baby, going to have another 80, 90 years to live because of so much generosity of looking out and saying, you know what, let me try to save a life.
You know, a lot of people might consider giving a kidney, but they're, for various reasons, reluctant to do so. What are a couple of the things that you've heard from people that are some of the reasons they may not consider giving a kidney? Because I know you counsel people in the process. What are some of the things that they see that you see that are concerns? And what are some of the things you can say to somebody to help alleviate those concerns?
Well, let me just go through the process real quick.
Okay.
If someone wants to be a kidney donor, first of all, we have to understand only 30% of the people actually pass the testing to be a donor, mm-hmm. which means 70% of the people that want to be donors, for some reason or another, will not pass the testing. Either they have high blood pressure, diabetes, they quickly develop kidney stones, whatever it might be, that they don't pass the testing. One of the tests that someone needs to take, and by the way, it happens to be the best physical you will ever receive in your life. If someone wants to be a donor, they do EKG, CAT scan, body scan, blue dye scan, everything possible to make sure that's their main concern, that the donor is healthy and the donor is not in any danger whatsoever. So if someone's just looking for a free physical, just say you want to donate to get the best physical you've ever had.
Fabulous.
But one of the tests that they take is a psychological test. And I remember when I was there taking the psychological test, and I was with my wife, and their job in a psychological test is to try to talk you out of it. They want to see if your brain's strong and you really want to do this, or you're just some, you know, psycho case that walked off the street and wants to give away his body parts.
Yeah.
And one of the questions that they ask you is, why would you want to do this? How much are you getting paid? And of course, as you know, renewal does nothing. We don't take any money at all from any recipients. And all of our donors are doing it from the graces of their heart. And the only thing we do is reimburse them for their lost wages, their traveling expenses, and related expenses to the transplant, but nobody gets paid any actual money for donating their kidneys. And they asked, you know, how much are you getting paid for this? I said, getting paid? I'm not getting paid anything.
Oh, yeah.
And
but
they said, well, why would you want to do it? Why would you want to do something like this, put yourself in danger and give away a kidney when you're not getting paid? I said, well, I believe in God, and I believe that there's reward later on, and I have an opportunity now to save someone's life. They said, well, what about your children? I said, what about my children? They said, well, you know, by giving your kidney away, you're putting your children in jeopardy. I said, how am I putting my children in jeopardy? He said, well, you're probably the best match for your kids. I said, I understand that. Right now, my kids are healthy, and this man's going to die if he doesn't get a kidney. And besides the fact that if something happens with one of my children, they'll move up to the top of the list because of the fact that I donated my kidney. And that's the biggest fear. People fear that if they give away a kidney and now something happens to them, that they're in trouble. That's not true. They move up to the top, not only the top of Bill's list, but they move up to the top of the national list. And another thing that people don't understand is that kidney disease affects both kidneys. If one goes, they both go. So the fact that you have two, if a person, God forbid, gets kidney disease, both his kidneys are going to go regardless of the fact. So the biggest fear is that what happens to me if something happens, what's going to be with me? And that fear is alleviated by knowing the fact that that person will move up to the top of the list of the National Kidney Foundation.
That was the most important thing I wanted you to say today. I wanted you to make sure that the people realize that if they're a good Samaritan, that doesn't stop at hello, that goes through their whole life. Now, I wanted to ask you, you know, you talked to a lot of people that need a kidney too. Can you speak to the people with end-stage renal disease for just a couple minutes to tell them that it's not hopeless, that there is some hope, that there are a lot of people out there that are giving and hopeful? Because a lot of times they just don't realize it. They're in a dark place.
You know, it's a very good point that you brought up, Jim. I've been called into counseling many times of a spouse to someone that's going through end-stage renal disease.
They call me up and they tell me,
AJ, my husband doesn't want to go. He will not go back to dialysis. He refuses to go. He says it's hell on earth. He is not going back. He'd rather die than go back. And I tell them, listen, you got to stay strong. You have to be fit, and you need to be healthy because we're going to get you a kidney. We have been successful with over 400 transplants to this point. We are going to get you a kidney. But if you're not healthy and you're not ready at that point, that kidney is going to go to somebody else. And when they hear those words, that they have a chance to get one, and if they don't stay healthy, it's going to go to someone else, they say, you know what? What am I doing? Of course I'm going to stay healthy. I'm going to go back to the diet. I'm going to go back on dialysis. I'm going to do what I have to do. Stay with my diet. And they don't give up. Our motto is, you don't give up on us, and we won't give up on you.
You know, I'm the caregiver for my wife, and she has perfect, you know, grades, A grades on everything, and we work so hard. It's not easy getting the right sleep, getting the right food. The right food for these renal diets is really expensive if you really do it right, and it really takes a community. People need to reach out and pull together on these circumstances. Tell me a little bit, AJ, because we've only got a couple minutes left here. What is it that you want to leave people with as your final statements on this particular thing? And I hope you can come back again and we can have some more discussion, because I know you're pressed for time because you're traveling.
I want to just leave one note to a potential donor and one note to a recipient that's in need. To the potential donor, you have no idea that what you're doing, you're not only saving someone else's life, you are changing your life around. You will no longer be the same person you were before. By donating your kidney, your emotions have changed. Your feelings about other people have changed. You have done something that in America, I think last year, 168 people have done altruistically that have donated their kidneys. 165, 168. That's talking about 330 million people.
What special people?
Look at the select few people that are out there that have done it. The select few people that have done it. That's to the donor. You will do something that not only will you save the person whose life you're giving the kidney to, but you'll be changing your life as well. And to the recipient, I tell you, go on, be strong, stick to your diet, continue with your dialysis, because hope is there. And people are out there to save you. People care about you. People want to see you healthy. And don't ever give up. Don't ever give up, no matter what is the circumstance. I know it's difficult. I know that your mind starts playing games on you, and you start thinking that maybe your body's getting swollen. You're starting to think things are happening. A lot of it's a mind game. You have to be mind strong and body strong and believe that things will work out for the best.
AJ, you are God's hand on earth. I hope you don't get offended when I say that, and I hope that God doesn't get offended. But you are, God put you on this earth to be the angel that you are. And I can't wait till you come to my door of my home and tell me that my wife has got a kidney. AJ, I want to thank you so much. AJ Gindy, Community Outreach Director at Renewal. I want to thank you so much, AJ, for all that you've done to support us and to support living donors and to just change the universe every single time you make a match. God bless you, and travel safely, AJ. God bless.
Bless you well, as Jim. Send the best to your wife, and God willing, we'll be able to take care of very soon as well. Thank you.
We love you, AJ. We'll be back with more great information right after this. I'm going to interview Vivian Fried. We're going to talk to her so you can hear what a dialysis patient sounds like, so you can understand what they go through on a daily basis. We're back with more of our Thanksgiving special after this. I give thanks to you. Back after this.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're having our special Thanksgiving Day show. We're going to talk about things I give thanks for and people I give thanks for. First, we had A.J. Gindy on. A.J. is a community advocate for Project Renewal, and he helps people get coordinated, helps living donors help them donate kidneys to people that need them. Now we're going to talk with Vivian Freed. Vivian is my wife. She's on dialysis. She's needed a kidney for a number of years now. We've been out there hopefully searching. AJ's going to work with us, and Vivian's now entering her third year of dialysis. We're speaking to Vivian while she's in dialysis because I wanted people to get a feel for what goes on when Vivian's in dialysis. Hi, honey. Are you available? Can you talk?
Yep. I am here.
Okay. So, Vivian, I want to talk about what your day is like when you leave the house. You get up at about 6:15 in the morning. You go down that hallway. You get into the car. What happens next?
Well, right now I'm very emotional because I'm on the radio. But my day starts with a very positive note. I leave an amazing, beautiful house with an amazing, beautiful husband. And that's what I focus on. And I'm ready to get on the car, in my beautiful car that I thank to my husband for giving me, and Larry's in, of course, from Warren Henry. And I drive to dialysis, and I get into the machine, and they stick 15-inch needles to me to clean my blood and to also take the liquid out.
What do you mean take the liquid out? What do you mean take the liquid? What do you mean take
the
liquid out?
As you know, I was a model, and for many years I took diuretics. So my body was used to diuretics, and now, since I don't go to the bathroom for a whole year, they stick a 15-inch needle and they stick me to a machine which takes out the liquid that I drank the night before.
So you don't pee. You can't pee. The machine has to take it out of you.
Exactly.
Okay.
So when I get out of here, I get depleted and I get, you're run down. But I still have to, I still have to do what I have to do to help my mom and my husband and get the dinner ready and do my stuff also.
Go ahead, baby. I don't mean to cut you off.
I don't really think that much. I just do what I have to do. I get into the car and I know that I have to go either to Whole Foods, to Publix, do stuff for my mom. Whatever I need to do, I have to do. And that's what I do. I just don't think. I just do it.
What happened to your mom?
Nike. Just do it.
Why do you have to help your mom? Tell me a little bit about what happened.
My mom had a stroke. My dad died in June. My mom was very, very, very depressed, and she had a stroke in August. And she's been recovering ever since. It's a very hard process. It's a very long process. But we know that with our love, our family love, we will get her to the next stage, and my mom will get much better.
So tell me a little bit about how you feel when they're doing the dialysis. They put a needle in you. It starts pulling the blood out, throwing it through a machine. Your blood pressure goes down. What starts to happen?
Well, you start feeling a little bit less as the minutes and hours go by. You feel a little bit depleted. So, you start drinking a little. You start, after being in dialysis so long, you get to, I have a process, and I know exactly right now what to do. I take a little bit of liquid. I take a little piece of ice. I do everything possible to make myself feel better.
Okay.
And before I know it, it's 4 hours later.
So it takes 4 hours.
And I also talk to my technicians. I always talk to my technicians. I always try to make it as enjoyable as I can, being the circumstances that I'm in.
Okay.
Because there is no way that I can get depressed. I can get emotional, but I can't really let myself get depressed because it doesn't pay for me.
Okay. Now, you're always, with blankets, you come home, you make the air conditioning freezing cold. Why do you do that?
Yes, but Jim, because I just found out that I am on a 39 degrees. They put me 39 degrees in the machine. So I have my gator blanket that my husband gave me years ago when I started dialysis. I have my pillow, and I lean back and I say, I just relax here as much as I can, being the situation that I'm in with one hand with a 15-inch needle.
And the blood is going, and it's going in at 35 degrees, and that's because your
39
blood...
39 degrees is the air condition here. With my machine is on 39 degrees.
Okay, and that's because you have such...
Because...
go ahead.
That's because they want to make it really cold, because as you're getting your blood cleaned and as you're getting your liquids taken out, they wanted to keep the pressure as, you know, as much as they can, you know, to a degree that, you know, helps you and you don't start sweating or anything.
So what it is they're helping you with your blood pressure. They're helping you keep alive. And if it wasn't chilled to that temperature, what would happen?
I would start sweating, and that wouldn't be good.
Okay. So eventually you would have a problem, and the machine would go off, and you'd have a big problem, and I'd have to come visit you in Jackson Hospital, and I'd start screaming at everybody because they messed up.
Exactly. Okay. But that wouldn't happen ever, so don't worry about it.
Okay. Now tell me a little bit about the...
Let me just tell you a little bit about what I'm facing every day. I face a board that says, "You must be the change you wish to see in the world." And it's a picture and has trees of different colors, and that's exactly what I have to see in front of me every single day. I must be the change I want to see in the world. So I'm going to change this world as soon as I can. And by doing that, I'm going to go to different schools, and I'm going to be an advocate to get kidneys for different people. And I'm going to tell these young women that beauty is not everything, and that you don't have to starve yourself, and you can be healthy in other ways, and you don't have to do what I did by taking diet pills, by taking laxatives, by taking diuretics. I want to be the change in the world.
You're a beautiful person.
So I'm going to go out there and speak. Yeah. But I also want to thank you, honey, because I wouldn't have made it without you. You are so strong and so amazing, and you're so giving me so much unconditional love. I know it must be so hard to watch you deteriorate, but you are strong. Strong, and I can't thank you enough, but I only want to thank you. I want to thank my family. I want to thank my heroes in my world, like Alina Villasante, like Sarah Libin, like Mike Fernandez, like Ron Book, Larry Zinn, Lori Zinn, Warren Zinn, everyone, all the Zins. I love them all. I love so many people. If I didn't mention Karen Roosevelt, Scott Robbins, Debbie Robbins, they don't even know how they touch my world, but they do. All these amazing people that I have in my life. But mostly I want to thank you, my husband, my rock, the one that's with me every single day and every step of the way. Because you have been unbelievable. And I want to thank you. I love you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
I love you. I love you so much.
Thank you for being by my side, and my amazing rabbi, the Gopin family, David Lombardi, for always helping us, Biscayne Bank, Robert, everybody that has helped you and helped us make it through this.
I love you, honey. I give thanks for God brought you into my life. You're my Thanksgiving. You're every day. Every day is Thanksgiving with you. I want to thank God for giving you to me and for putting you in my life, honey. God bless you.
I love you.
I love you. Please stay strong. And
I will always be strong. I am as strong as you. And I'm going to fight this and win this like you wouldn't believe.
I love you, dear.
Thank you, honey. I love you.
I love you. Go back to rest. We'll be back with the next half of the show right after this. We'll have some more great information and more stuff that's going to make you feel good. I'm going to have to take a break. Wanda, it's yours.
Because
Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, are you looking for a loan that just won't fit inside the box that your lender's given you? Are you a non-resident, foreign alien, a foreign national looking to get a loan in the U.S.? Are you a U.S. resident, but you had a short sale or maybe a little bit of bad credit along the way? Well, I can help you get a loan today, commercial or residential. Jim Fried, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I work with Spectrum Mortgage, and we're portfolio lenders. We hold on to our loans, which means we can get creative with you. We can solve your problem. You got to close by year end? No problem for us. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Foreigner looking to close on a condo, looking to close on a home, looking to close on a condo hotel unit? Well, believe it or not, I can help you. If you've been frustrated out there looking for a mortgage for either commercial or residential real estate, give me a call today at 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. All right, we are back, and I want to thank everybody for listening to us here, and I want to talk this segment about the mortgage market. I want to help everybody get some information that will help them be productive and benefit them today. We're going to talk about the mortgage market right now. It's tougher and tougher to get a loan today for either your home or business. If you're looking to buy, to build something and get a construction loan, that's even more difficult. You go, why, Jim? Why? Because the banks are shifting gears. They haven't been able to get all their money that they put out for construction loans yet, so back. So they're going to wait, and construction money is harder and harder to find for both commercial and residential. You know, there are only a couple of homes being built on spec out on Miami Beach about 18 months ago. Today, a whole bunch more. So there's going to be an interesting opportunity in the spec home market in certain markets. But hey, wait a minute. If you're building in other markets, you may be okay. So it's a market by market situation. And if you're looking to get a mortgage, well, that's something also that's interesting. You know, with Spectrum Mortgage, our group, we're one of the oldest and largest private lenders in Florida. We can help you get a mortgage pretty much anywhere in the state of Florida. If it's commercial, residential, probably want to stick to Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Monroe counties, but we can help you. If you're having a problem getting your loan done, well, you give us a call at 305-773-6300, and I can give you a hand. I can tell you right away whether or not we can help. Or if you've got a quote from your bank and you want to find out whether it's something that makes sense, is a little bit too high, you can give me a call. I'll tell you whether you got a good deal or not, at least as far as our programs go. So if you give me a call at 305-773-6300, what do you get? You get somebody that can close by year end. You get somebody who cares about you. When you call us, it's all about you. I say it, but it's not a bunch of talk. It's the truth. We'll do a condo loan. We'll do a home loan. We'll do an end loan for a hotel condo unit. If you're from overseas, not a U.S. resident, we'll help you. If you're a U.S. resident, we'll help you as well. If you had a short sale or you had a little bit of a credit score issue, one of our borrowers came to me and said, Jim, My wife was embarrassed. She didn't show me the credit card bill for 3 months, and then it became a problem, blew up in my face, cost me 100 points on my credit score. Well, I said, look, I can help you. I'll give you a bridge loan. That's another kind of loan we did. I said, we'll give you a loan for a year. In that year, you get your credit up, and our loan will help you get your credit built back up, and then you go and you take us out. You go get a lower-cost mortgage, and you go, well, Jim, how come you can do that? I go, because we're private. We have private loans available. We have high-net-worth investors that work with us every day to customize the loans for people from the United States and also from countries like Brazil, Colombia, Argentina, Venezuela, Russia, the UK and Europe, even places from Asia. We can help all those people get financed. People that come here on EB-5 projects, well, we can help them too. So if you've got a creative need for capital for your real estate transaction, if it's residential or if it's commercial, give me a call at 305-773-6300. And I've been in the business for over 30 years personally. I've done billions of dollars worth of real estate on the commercial side. Some of the biggest buildings in town, when you drive up and down the highways or you're having a problem in traffic, well, I'm sorry, but I did some of those deals. And God, if it makes you feel any better, I'm probably sitting in traffic with you. But one of the things that I can do is I bring that expertise to solving your commercial mortgage problems and also your residential problems. You go, residential? Last time I got a loan, it took me 2 minutes. I called my banker. I was done. Hey, try that now. Call your banker. But if your banker gives you the talk back and isn't going to be able to help you, well, then you give me a call at 305-773-6300. We'll work with you. We'll create a customized solution for you, and we will make sure that you close your deal. And yes, we can still close by year end. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, well, Jim, You do private loans. What is that? What a private loan is you can come to us and we will call investors that we know and they will customize the loan terms to fit your needs. Some people want something called interest only, where they make a loan and all they pay is interest for a while. We can help you with something like that. Other people want something where it amortizes really fast, so they pay it off fast. We can help you with that too. Other people are concerned that they just have bad credit or they're looking for an extra home. Maybe it's their third or fourth home and they don't think they can get a loan for that. Yes, they can. They fully intended to come and buy all cash in the United States. Get that call all the time. Their currency got devalued. Now closing on the units like buying it all over again, and they need a loan. And their developer seller won't let them close. You can't help them, but we can. You give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why did I get into this part of the business? Because I saw that the biggest opportunity in South Florida for real estate capital in the coming years, for the next certainly 3 years minimum, is all of those condos that are being built, the highest units, the nicest units, the best units, they will be able to get loans and we will help them. Other people in those units, they may need to close all cash and they'll be able to do it. They'll find somebody that'll help them. Could maybe us, it may be another private lender. And then there are the banks. We work with a number of banks that will make a loan in these projects, will make a loan to a non-registered foreign alien, and they'll do so at a rate that's lower than some of those private loans, let's say. Because the rate can be all over. It's something that's negotiated. Depends on the paperwork. Depends on the borrower. Depends on the real estate. Depends on a lot of things. People go, Jim, what's my rate going to be? I don't know until I see your paper. So we've got to start working. We've got to create a file. And we'll be transparent. We'll talk to some of these banks. And we'll tell you what kind of a loan you can get. I even say some of the banks are what I call scratch and dent lenders. You go, what's that? They specialize in what I call scratch and dent borrowers, people that had a problem. Maybe, like I said, maybe your credit card got run up and you didn't realize it. Maybe you had a bunch of auto accidents and that impacted you. Maybe you haven't been able to work for a while for whatever reason. All these things impact your credit and they make you a non-perfect borrower. But if you come to us, we can help you. We can work with you. We'll get you a short-term mortgage. We'll get you a long-term mortgage. We'll get you whatever you think you need, and we'll help you understand why you qualify for things. Because what I found is the most important thing in the real estate business, in the mortgage process business, is helping people feel comfortable that you're out looking out for them, that they're getting the best deal possible. Because unlike me, the people I deal with, they're not in the mortgage business every day. They're not in the market every day. They think that they're going to get taken or have a problem or not get the best deal. So give me a call at 305-773-6300, and I'll tell you if I think you're getting a good deal. Because we talk to people all the time. We help people understand that all the time. And I want to help you get a mortgage. I can help you close by year end. I can help you if you're from overseas. I can help you if you're from the United States. The number one thing, the thought that I want to leave you with is to give me a call at 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you.
Press people button. Nobody chat come face me with some. Like how me have 22 in a me some. Then I feel so forget the next on the phone. Press jigger me the press people button. Nobody chat come face me with some. Like how me have 22 in a me some. Then I feel so forget the next on the phone. Anytime you ready put now with sister bar. See who knows is pretty tall but from the sky is the bomb. The bomb, the dang, the dang, diggy, diggy.
Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm in a press people button. Nobody chat come face me with some. Like how me have 22 in a me some. Game said them a friend of them bad mind the frame. Anytime you ready for yeah, anytime start. One or two take the long speech from the sky.
It's the bomb, the bomb, the dang, the dang, diggy, diggy. Karun, why don't you hear with the bomb, the dang, the dang, diggy, diggy.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back. And we are in the final segment of our Thanksgiving show. And this is where I'm going to say thanks. It's something that we do every year. It is a feature of the show that we really like to do. We get great comments for it. So I'm going to get right to it. You know, I started this year. Well, I started about April this year. I went on my own. I have a bunch of people that I've been working with that are my friends that, you know, they share space with me, they share ideas with me, they mastermind with me. So I want to start with them. I want to thank, first of all, my good friend, my soul buddy, the man, the myth, the legend himself, the top private lender in the state of Florida, Bob Gutlon. Bob is teaching me the private lending business, and it's something I'm starting from square one. I'm making cold calls. I'm walking and going to open houses and just meeting realtors and introducing myself. It's blocking. It's tackling. It's beyond that. It's doing the fundamentals of stretching exercises. I can't even block and tackle yet. But Bob helps me with his number one person, Milvia, Millie, Julie, all the folks at Spectrum. They're beautiful people, and I want to thank them as well as the folks at Biscayne Bank who really helped me in making the transition on the mortgage side. On the real estate side, the friend who's really helping me make the transition is Dave Lombardi and his sons, Brian and Daniel. I want to thank them for opening up their hearts, letting me work out of their conference room to sometimes just get the feel for being with all of that magical energy that they have in Wynwood. These are some of the people that have started Wynwood. They're the seminal people from Wynwood, not Seminole, Seminole, the people that started it. And they're fabulous. I go to their office. Their mom, Grandma Doris, she's always there offering me water and candy. I want to thank also just all the folks at Spectrum Mortgage. They're just fabulous people, and I want to thank them really, really a lot. I want to thank Don Weidenfeld from Magnum Energy Solutions. Don helps me keep it together. We were introduced by his dad, Harvey, 30-some-odd years ago. Don was my roommate. Don's on the show. You hear him talking about green energy. He is one of the most loving, gentle people. Him and Fabi, what a beautiful, beautiful, you know, Jake. They got the most beautiful family there. I want to thank my 880 family. I want to thank Larry. I want to thank Jim. I want to really, Wanda, turn around. This is coming at you. That's you.
Hi, lover.
I love you, Wanda.
Here you are.
I mean, but in a business sense, you are. Thank you so much, Wanda. That's Wanda Miles. You hear her also on NPR. Wanda is just the real deal. A lot of my people that come on the show, it blows their mind when Wanda is behind the board and they get to meet the person that they've been listening to for
every morning.
Yeah, you're the best.
You're so cute when you're sleepy.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I want to thank Carolyn, and I want to thank some of my clients, Carolyn and Alyssa Weiss. I want to thank my friend Neil, my client Neil, my clients Shannon and Bob. I want to thank Omar, Roberto. I want to thank Phyllis and Loris. I want to thank Gil, Arden, and Carlos. You all know who you are. I can't thank you enough for having the confidence in me and allowing me to do your business and helping you. You put the onus on me to help you make millions and millions of dollars, and I want to thank you so much for having confidence in me. I will never let you down. I want to thank some of my friends, the people that are supportive of my wife and I. I want to thank Jeff Berkowitz and Yolanda Berkowitz. I want to thank Scott and Debbie Robbins. I want to thank Karen Rosenfeld and the Rosenfeld family. Jay Masterman. I mean, my goodness, the list is just, I should have printed the list, but they're just amazing people all. I can't thank them enough. I want to thank Larry Zinn, George and Mike Fernandez. I want to thank my mom. That's right, my mom, who was in intensive care and almost died this year. I want to thank Jimmy Goldenberg and his wonderful wife, who runs Aventura Hospital, who made sure that my mom was treated like gold. I want to thank my friend, I want to thank Adela, but I also want to thank Mark Umless over at Mount Sinai, because Mark, I guarantee you, I drop your name, man, and I want to thank you at Mount Sinai when it really counted. And my mother-in-law, Adela, was on the table at 10:30 in the evening, and we were praying for her. I dropped your name to the surgeon, and he cracked up, and that made me know that he was going to be able to bring Adela through, and she's coming through. So thank you, Mark. I want to thank my mom. That's right, my mom. You wonder how I get through all of this, who I talk to get me through the Vivian thing and the Adela thing and the job change thing and your Jim Freed thing, which that's the toughest thing of all, is to be me. Well, it's my mom. My mom's a therapist. She works at Mount Sinai. She's there as the intake person on the weekends. She is a phenomenal human being, and she's had a bunch of health issues, and it's just been amazing, and she stands up, and she's always there for me. She's an amazing person, and no matter how many times I say thank you, it's not enough. I give thanks for my mom and the strength and the insight that she's given, and she sticks with me, and she helps me with all this stuff, taking on the business folks, and believe me, some of the people I deal with in business, there's not enough of that around. You got to stick with them. And I want to, guy I forgot, my friend Steve from Miami Beach. I want to thank him. We met yesterday, and we talked about all these private lending things and stuff like that. It's just really terrific. I want to thank my little buddy Jason. That's right. I'm still thinking of you, Jason. But this is where I'm going to This is where I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to wrap it up by giving the number one thank you that there is to give. I want to thank my wife, Vivian. That's right, honey. I give thanks to you. You talk about how I'm so strong and I'm the person that backs you up and all of that stuff. Well, let me tell you who the most important person is to me. The most important person that there is to me is you. You start my day, you end my day. You're with me all throughout the day. And you're the most amazing person that I have ever had in my life, and I cannot thank you enough. You keep me strong. You make me strong. Because of you, I am me. And together, we are one. So with that, I want to take the opportunity to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. You should all have the most beautiful time. I'm going to say it again to Wanda. Wanda, thanks for coming in on Thanksgiving and making it a special day for everybody.
Oh, you're welcome, you turkey.
I am a turkey, and I'm going to go gobble, gobble, gobble. I'm out of here. I want to go thank you all for listening to 880. I want to thank you all for being with us today. I'm going to thank the CCIMs, our sponsors, Kind Snacks, U-Health. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids, Brute Turkel, Social Media 305, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Magnum Energy Solutions. And I want to thank you, our listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback, comments. Tweet us at Jim Fried at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website's got all kinds of great stuff on it. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on the website, www.friedonbusiness.com. Hopefully by Friday, this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday. Why? Because I just love doing this. That's right. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person who wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm out of here.
That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it. But I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyways. Turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that old strawberry. Dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Pete's poster.